the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 799. Man, bewail thy situation. Hell-born sin once crept in, mars God's fair creation. 799.
We read together from the Word of God this evening two portions. The first is found in Matthew chapter 7, and then reading from the Gospel of John, part of chapter 10. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine own eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend them. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Shall we now turn to the Gospel of John? The Gospel of John and chapter 10. The Gospel of John and chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. And went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there abode. And many resorted unto him, and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty Lord God, Thou who dost permit each breath we take. Thou who seest us gathered here this night. O Lord, grant unto us a right approaching unto Thee, that we come unto Thee, the Father, pleading that name that is above every name, even the name of Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of Thy people. Our great High Priest, whoever liveth to make intercession for us, so we pray for a right spirit to worship Thee, O Lord, in spirit and in truth, to pray unto Thee that Thou wilt pour out a blessing upon us this night for the good of the never dying souls that are found before Thee, that seek after Thee. O Lord, look down upon us and bless us, we pray. And we come also, O Lord, praying that Thou wilt go up with us this night, that Thy presence might be known and felt, that that felt needed help of Thee might be given unto us each, whether in the preaching of Thy word, or at the desk, or in the pew. O Lord, that help needed, that strength needed, Lord, to go on, to go on in that way that Thou hast called us to walk in. O Lord, and Lord, go before, O Lord. O might we hear Thy voice. Might we follow Thee, and oh, might Thou grant us that submission to follow Thee. Help us, Lord, in laying all at Thy feet. Help us in coming to Thee. O Lord, go up with us this night. Draw near to us as Thou didst to those on the Emmaus road. We read that Thou, Jesus Himself, drew near. Thou, the risen Saviour. Thou, the conqueror over sin, death and hell, drew near to those two in all their doubts, fears, anxieties. And Thou didst speak with them. And there was that Thou didst commune with them in, that brought their hearts to burn within them. And O Lord, as Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever, we would pray, Lord, that there might be known in our midst this night that burning of the heart within us, that melting of the hardness that is in us, that lifting up of a precious Jesus, and Thy felt presence, O Lord, in our midst as we are gathered in Thy name. but oh, much more in our never-dying soul, thy felt presence in the midst. O Lord, leave us not to anything this night that is not of thee. Leave us not to anything, Lord, that is not of thee. Oh, might there be that true drawing out of our hearts unto thee. Might there be that worshipping of thee as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as the altogether lovely, the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, we pray for thine help, O Holy Spirit, to grant us that help that cometh from thee from above. As we come to thy word, the preaching of it, the opening of it, that it might be a living word unto us, a living word for living souls, a living word for those crying in that felt need, that cry for help, that cry for thee to come, for thee to reveal thyself to set that captive free. O Lord, as those cries go up, might there be that set forth, let down, for those that wait upon thee. O Lord, feed us, we pray, with the bread of heaven and the water of life, to the good of our never-dying soul. Lord, and we would come in confession of our many, many, many sins, and pray, O Lord, that thou wilt wash and pardon our every sin in thy precious blood, Lord Jesus. O Lord, forgive our sins. Help us now. Be with this people that gather here. Lord, watch over them, keep them, bless them. Be with those with the responsibility for the cause, that there might be the upholding of their arms. There might be that help given, that felt needed help. And, O Lord, that thou wilt work in the midst. And those gathered in, those away for a little season, those gathered in, Lord, bless, we pray. And those at home, Lord, be with them. O Lord, come. Lord, the mercy is that where thy people are, thou art there. Reveal thyself, come, Lord. Oh, we pray. Help us now. Lord, be with thy people where they are gathered and where they have gathered, Lord, throughout this world, in persecution, famine, war, fear, pestilence. Lord, be with them, we pray. And, O Lord, grant us that right prayer, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That thou, Lord, wilt yet work, thou wilt yet move and bring each one yet to be born out from darkness unto light. And, O Lord, those cries of thy people, for the souls that lay upon them, might there yet be those answers. O might souls be born again, O Lord, according to thine eternal will and purpose. O work, O Lord, we pray. O Lord, work. O Lord, grant us that true prayer and concern in these things, that we do not just utter words, but, oh, might there be that labouring, oh, Lord, before the throne. Oh, we would beg. And in our land and nation, oh, Lord, oh, we would pray in wrath, remember mercy. O Lord, for thy word of truth, is trodden upon. Those many laws in our statute book, contrary to thy holy word. And O Lord, the onslaught of Satan, O Lord, that would corrupt that relationship that thou didst ordain in the garden. O Lord, the joining of man and woman together in holy matrimony. And, O Lord, those that would do those abominations in our land, O Lord, hear the cry of thy remnant. Lord, if it could be thy will, O Lord, awaken those of the enemies of thy church as thou hast done in time past. O Lord, O have mercy upon this land. O Lord, our mercy is that thou dost have mercy. And even, Lord, we read of those at Corinth, and such were some of you. Lord, work, we pray, turn this land once more unto thee. O Lord, O hear the cries of thy people, those cries unto thee, for he it is, thee, O Lord, that will tread down our enemies. O Lord, look in mercy, we pray. Have mercy upon this land and nation. Have mercy upon thy people. Have mercy upon us and hear that cry, O Lord, have mercy upon me, as we would ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. 1072.
1175. Jesus.
So Lord might help us this evening, I would direct your thoughts to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 and reading together verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. These words, as you know, spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ on the sermon, or within the sermon on the Mount. And these words, perhaps familiar to us, words we may have read many times, heard others read, may have heard those things spoken from them. But that great truth contained within them is that great truth which cannot be changed. There are but two ways upon this earth, two ways that you and I will either be found in. One described as that broad way that leadeth to destruction. The other, the narrow way, that way that leadeth unto life eternal. Many in that broad way, few in that narrow way, that way ordained of Almighty God. Enter ye in at the strait gate. And that hymn of Gadsby's, 543, speaks of the Lord Jesus as the way. Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is the way to bliss. In this way the church has trod, down from Adam's day to this. Jesus is the narrow way. Hagarenes have here no room, sons and only sons are they who travel this way home. Read the hymn later. That way, that way, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is that entering in at that strait gate. Strait is the gate, and narrow is the way. Dear child of God, that entering in to that straight and narrow way and we would speak carefully and reverently in these things, that entering in. How and what do we know of that entering in at the strait gate? It is this: through no other save the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we are amongst those who have entered into this way, it will be through the redeeming love and blood and merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be in that leaning upon Him and Him alone. It will be on the sovereignty of Almighty God in the salvation of a people, in the covenant of electing love and mercy. It will be all of grace. It will not be anything of creature strength and ability. Despite what many may say, despite those lies of Satan that fill the hearts of men, that salvation is of the free will of man, it is not. That man can accept and reject the offer of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not. It is all of Almighty God, as Paul writes to the Ephesians, for by grace, the free favour, the unmerited favour, grace of Almighty God. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, God-given faith, nothing of the creature. For by grace are ye saved, through faith. It is the gift of God. Not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. Not of works, lest any man should boast. All of Almighty God. Sovereign grace, or sin abounding. That entering in, that way, that following of the Lord Jesus Christ from beginning to end is all of Almighty God. Nothing of us. And in the reality of it, I believe we are brought to that place. As the hymn writer pens those words, if ever my poor soul be saved, 'tis Christ must be the way. No other. No other. And we read together in the 10th of John concerning the sheepfold, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ as the shepherd. And we also read, as our mind goes to it, those Jews in all their religion, in all their, and we would not say this in any judgmental way, for we look in our own hearts, in all their outward form, in all their show, came to him. How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And John, at the beginning of this gospel, as you know, speaks of the Lord being the Word, and writes later, he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The sovereignty of Almighty God in the choice of his people. Paul, writing to the Romans, records in that epistle, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. All of him. Tell us plainly if thou be the Christ. The Lord answered, as we read, I told you, ye believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. And in earlier chapters, we have some very solemn words as the Lord spoke to the Jews, that ye shall die in your sins. Those in Christ and those outside of him. And as we mentioned, that chapter of Ephesians and those words, for by grace are ye saved. As you know, that chapter opens with those words, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And goes on to speak of them, the children of wrath, even as others. And that, as we spoke a little this morning, that work of grace from the foundation of the world, that work performed in them of Almighty God. And if you and I are amongst those whom the Lord has loved from all eternity, it will be that work begun of him, and no other. For as sin entered into this world, and death by sin through the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, so that promise given of that one that would bruise the head of Satan, even that promise of the Messiah, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that head of Satan trod upon when those words were declared upon the cross, it is finished. And as the Lord rose from the grave, conquered sin, death, and hell, so that So, that way made of reconciliation, as the Lord fulfilled all the will and commands of Almighty God, as man as he walked upon this earth, so that way made. As he laid down his life, he that knew no sin, bore the sins of his people, every one, every sin, your sins, my sins, past, present, and to come. That cup at Gethsemane, that the Lord's sweat, those great drops, as it were, those great drops of blood. That cup that he cried, if it be possible, take this cup from me, that cup that contained the wrath of Almighty God due upon the sins of his people. Jesus, no other name under heaven by which mankind must be saved. This man. And those whom he came to, as we read in the 53rd of Isaiah, of that despising of him, of those that did not look upon him. And O child of God, what of you, what of me, till that time that our eyes were brought to look upon him whom we had pierced. Sovereign grace, sovereign mercy, that entering in to that narrow way through no other save the Lord Jesus Christ, as he declares of himself, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And we read at the beginning of this chapter of those that tried to climb in some other way, thieves and robbers. There is only one way through the Lord Jesus Christ, as he declares later in this gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. As he declares himself in other places, I am the bread of heaven. I am the light of the world. I am the true vine. I am. No other name, as we have said, under heaven by which we must be saved. And those thieves and robbers, those that try to climb in, as we said this morning, that work of salvation is that work that is begun in the heart of a sinner. That bringing of them into that conviction of sin, to show them that state that they are in, that just condemnation that they deserve, hell, for those sins. A maker that they will have to stand before. justly. And through that work of the Holy Spirit, that bringing of them to call upon that name, as we look back in our own life, that name that we use so wrongly, took upon our lips in many wrong ways, and yet that name brought to love, that name brought to call upon, that name brought to trust, that name brought to believe, not of ourselves, but of that work within of the Holy Spirit. No other name, no other way, save the Lord Jesus Christ. Enter ye in at the strait gate. Before we came out this night, it came to our mind in the 22nd of Matthew, there is the account of that wedding feast. Very solemn account. For there was one there gathered, and the Lord of the feast looked upon him and spake these words, and in the experience of those words, "How, friend, how came thou hither without a wedding garment?" And that casting of that one into outer darkness. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, "Friend, how came thou in hither not having a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." We had not thought to mention, but read those chapters in Matthew. The parable of those virgins, the wise and foolish virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish, all outwardly the same, slumbered and slept. But those wise had the oil in their lamp, went inside to that wedding feast, and the door was shut. The wheat and the tares, let both grow up together till that time of harvest, to that time of separation. Enter ye in at the strait gate. I am the door. I am the Lord Jesus Christ is that way to life everlasting. No other way. No other way. All other ways are the deceits of Satan. All other And we do not say these things judgmentally. All other false religions in this world. This may sound a generalization, but in that summary of them, are built upon the ability of man to warrant their own salvation. All built upon the deceits of the enemy of souls, even Satan. No other name under heaven by which we must be saved, save that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is that entering into that narrow way, that narrow way, which will burn up all that self would rely upon. It is that way that the Lord leads his people to show them what they are and their need of him every step of the way. And it is that way of following the Lord in that love to him. Later in this gospel, as you know, the Lord speaking to his disciples, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this will all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. And it is that following of him in love. Read the 21st, I believe, the final chapter in this gospel. The Lord speaking with Peter. Lovest thou me more than these? He asks him that question three times. Yes, those number of times the Lord denied the Lord that Peter denied the Lord Jesus. And then Peter on that final time says, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. And it is in that love to him that, as we spoke this morning, that cannot be quenched, that cannot be broken, that the child of God is brought to follow the Lord, brought to take up that cross daily, whatever that might be, to deny self, to follow him. And as we spoke a little this morning of that looking unto Jesus, and as those eyes of the child of God follow him in that narrow way, in that looking up unto him, so there is that laying aside of all that would draw our thoughts away from him. And it is that desire to forsake all and follow him. And people may look upon us in our walk, in our pathway, and we do not say these things in any judgmental way, of those things that we do not do. Oh, many sins in our hearts, those things that we would, but that love to the Lord that constrains us, but that we do not do, those places that we do not frequent, not that we are better than anyone else, but it is in that love to the Lord, in that fear of bringing that dishonour to his name, that we walk in that way that we do, in that love to him. Some of you may have started or have a copy of the book that's just been published of George Rose's monthly addresses to his people when he was at Croydon. And in it, he talks about separation. And he says so succinctly that there is that great difference between godly separation and Pharisaical isolation. And child of God, I believe if we know anything of that heart that is in us, we will say yea and amen to that comment made by that dear man of God. It is not in that spirit, and we say these things lovingly and carefully, for I believe we know nothing of the spirit of the Pharisee till the Lord begins that work of grace in our hearts, shows us what a nature we have, that proud nature that puffs us up at times. Perhaps so easily as we read of that beam and the mote, the splinter in the eye of another, when we perhaps hear of this, that and the other and falling into that judgmental spirit, and the Holy Spirit then bringing us to see what we are, what is in our heart, those evils therein, that proud nature. And so that narrow way is that way of bringing proud self down, bringing proud self in the dust. And that narrow way also, is it not, of that bringing of us to real prayer, and that real prayer, I believe, in the pathway, is that wrought out prayer, as that prayer of Peter was wrought out from him when he lost sight of the Lord and looked at those boisterous waves and cried, Lord, save me. And it will be those prayers, Lord, save me, Lord, help me, Lord, keep me, Lord, direct me, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, keep me. And we may have said before, and if there were those that could hear the prayers of his people, they would not understand. that cry that goes up, I believe, in the hearts of his people as we are taught, Lord, keep me. Lord, keep me from myself. Lord, keep me close to thee. For, O child of God, that heart that is in us, that heart so deceitfully wicked, it is in that narrow way that the Lord brings us to see what is in our heart. In that chapter in Deuteronomy, in the 8th chapter, those words that perhaps we read in that looking back in the way that the Lord has led, thou shalt consider all the way that the Lord has led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. But as you go on and read that chapter, it speaks of that work of the Lord in showing those children of Israel what was in their heart and that spirit that was in them that would want to say that they had done this and that. And so in that narrow way, that showing of us what is in our heart and that bringing down, as we have said, of proud self, that Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, might have all the honour and glory, that all might redound unto him. It is that way of prayer. It is that way of trial and tribulation. And in the 138th Psalm, it's a word we've felt to have walked in. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou wilt strengthen. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. And in that narrow way, that hand of the Lord proved to be that hand that we have read of, that hand that holds his people, that hand that none shall snatch from that hand. Those held by that hand shall never perish, for they are his sheep. Those that he has bought with that price, even his precious blood. And there will be that proving, as we spoke this morning of the scriptures of truth being that living word. And so those words of truth made real in the pathway of the child of God, that underneath are those everlasting arms. And as has been commented, the Lord's people will never fall below those arms. But there will be that bringing of us down to prove that truth of them. As Jonah proved it in his rebellion, in that dark place, in that belly of the fish at the bottom of the sea, in his soul, and yet those eyes that looked up, I shall yet look again unto that temple of the Lord, to that place where the glory of the Lord was found. And child of God, has there not been that proving of those everlasting arms underneath? And yes, that narrow way, perhaps those impossibilities in that way, as the children of Israel came to that great sea, enemies behind, no way as it seemed before, and that crying unto the Lord, and they went through on that dry land. And is there not that proving of the Lord in that way, able to make that way, even through those impossibilities of life? And it will be this in the proving of it also, that the ways of the Lord, as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways not your ways. As the heavens are above the earth, so my thoughts are not your thoughts, saith the Lord. Our minds are but finite. The Lord, in his infinite wisdom, making that way through, proving indeed in the experience of it, too wise to be mistaken he, too good to be unkind. That walking out in that way, and in the 107th psalm it speaks of that way, of that way of the rebellion of the people, of that trusting in self. Then they cried unto the Lord in their distresses, and he delivered them out of their trouble. And is it not so in that way, that bringing of us to those places to cry unto him? As we said earlier, those real prayers, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer. That bringing of us to that throne of grace, to find help, to find grace, to find help, to find mercy in that time of need. And as we read in that 107th psalm, he led them forth by the right way, that they might come to that city of habitation. Oh, read that psalm of those that went down to those in those ships that did that business in great waters, brought to their wits' end. And in that way that the Lord has led you, child of God, it may be that bringing of us to those places. As Hezekiah was brought to that place, Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. And is it not in that way of bringing the child of God to that place and the experience of the hymn writer, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. All of the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is gone. Oh, forgive, oh, our ramblings. But oh, as we spoke this morning, of that one thing needful, even to be found amongst those who are those true followers, those loved of the Lord from all eternity. The Lord Jesus is that one thing needful, and that entering into that strait gate, that entering into that narrow way that leadeth to life everlasting, is that way, that walking in that way, that following of Him, of the Lord Jesus Christ, in that proving of Him, of that one thing needful. As the hymn writer expresses it, Jesus is the one thing needful. I, without Him, perish must. And on that day of judgment, that day of separation, those found in Him, those that walk that narrow way, not of themselves but all of Him, come, thou blessed of the Lord, enter the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world for you. And those spoken of as the goats, those outside of Him, depart from me, I never knew thee. Cast into hell fire with the devil and all His angels. One thing needful. How stands the case with you, with me? Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £780, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Fred Ince next Lord's Day. And the collections today will be for the Christian Institute. Let us close with hymn 1095. Dearest of all the names above, my Jesus and my God, who can resist thy heavenly love or trifle with thy blood? 1095.
Gracious Lord, part us with thy blessing. Pardon what thou hast seen amiss. Grant that for our souls to meditate upon, to feed upon, O Lord. Thou, and thou alone, the one thing needful. O, might there be a lifting up of the downcast. Might there be that known in our souls as that dear Ethiopian who went on his way rejoicing in that that thou had done for him. And might we, Lord, oh, go on our way in that way that thou wilt have us to go, and grant us that grace to bow the knee to thy way and to thy will. Be with thy people here, those gathered in, those that gather here. Watch over them, O Lord, we pray. Part us now with thy blessing. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.